What if everything you perceive as reality is actually a construct of your nervous system? Prometheus Rising presents a startling proposition. We don't simply observe reality, we actively create it through the programming of our minds. This isn't just philosophical speculation, it's how our brains fundamentally operate. Think of it like this. Your nervous system receives millions of bits of information every second, but you're only consciously aware of about 40 bits. What happens to the rest? Your brain filters, deletes, and distorts incoming data to create a coherent picture that aligns with your existing beliefs. This is why two people can witness the same event and walk away with completely different perceptions. Your brain isn't designed to show you objective truth, it's designed to confirm what you already believe. Wilson calls this your reality tunnel, a unique perceptual universe constructed from your experiences, beliefs, and biological programming. And here's the kicker. Once you understand how this machinery works, you can reprogram it. Consider how this plays out in everyday life. Ever notice how when you buy a new car, you suddenly see that model everywhere? Or how a person with low self-esteem can receive 10 compliments and one criticism, yet remember only the criticism? These aren't coincidences. They're your reality tunnel at work, filtering information to match your existing programming. Inside your brain operate two mechanisms Wilson calls the thinker and the prover. The thinker can entertain any idea, while the prover follows one simple law. Whatever the thinker thinks, the prover proves. If you believe people are untrustworthy, your prover collects supporting evidence while filtering out contradictions. Rude cashiers confirm humanity's failings, while kindness gets dismissed as exceptions. Similarly, if you think you're unattractive, your prover highlights rejections while dismissing compliments. This explains why intelligent people hold vastly different beliefs. Each person's prover gathers evidence supporting their thinker's assumptions. People aren't being deliberately obtuse, their brains literally show them different versions of reality. This understanding offers a powerful tool. We can deliberately reprogram our thinkers, and our provers will construct evidence supporting our new beliefs. This isn't magical thinking, it's working with your brain's natural functioning. Imagine your brain as a biocomputer. An electrocolloidal system operating like electronic devices. While your brain's hardware resides in your skull, its software exists everywhere, in books, conversations, movies, and experiences. Without this software, you'd have no personality. Brain programming installs in quantum stages. 1. Genetic imperatives, hardwired instincts shared with mammals. 2. Imprints, nearly permanent programs accepted during vulnerable periods. 3. Conditioning, flexible programs built upon imprints. 4. Learning, the most changeable programming level. Imprints deserve special attention, as they essentially become hardware frozen into neural pathways that determine parameters for all subsequent conditioning and learning. Before the first imprint, infant consciousness exists as pure potential. After imprinting, structure emerges, and the mind identifies with this structure. The liberating aspect of this model is knowing software can be rewritten. While early imprints resist change, understanding their nature lets us work with our programming rather than against it. We can create new imprints, modify conditioning, and add learning that expands our potential. Your most primitive neural circuit, the biosurvival circuit, operates on a simple binary: approach nourishment, withdraw from threats. Located in the brainstem and autonomic nervous system, this circuit forms your basic relationship with reality, visible when babies smile at their mother's breast or cry at danger. These early imprints happen largely by chance. Some people imprint security and approach the world with trust, while others imprint insecurity and constantly scan for threats, explaining why some remain anxious while others stay calm in chaos. Building on this is the emotional territorial circuit, which governs power dynamics. This patriotic circuit activates when infants begin walking, creating our sense of ego and status recognition. The egotist behaves like a two-year-old because ego literally imprints during the toddling stage. This circuit creates four basic personality types. 1. Friendly strength, confident leader. 2. Friendly weakness, dependent follower. 3. Hostile weakness, paranoid complainer. 4. Hostile strength, dominating tyrant. Notice how people fall into these patterns in groups? That's the emotional territorial circuit positioning us based on early imprints operating outside our awareness. What truly separates humans from other animals is the third circuit, the semantic time-binding function that allows us to create reality maps and transmit them across generations. This circuit processes symbols and artifacts, creating reality tunnels communicated through paintings, words, tools, and music. As linguist Alfred Korzybski noted, humans are symbol-using creatures, and those who rule symbols rule us. Historical figures like Moses, Buddha, and Marx continue influencing humanity through symbol systems that transmit their signals across millennia. The fourth circuit, emerging at puberty, creates the adult personality through sexual imprinting and tribal moral conditioning. While specific sexual taboos vary across cultures, the universal meta-taboo remains. Sexuality must never exist unregulated by tribal oversight. This circuit's function extends beyond reproduction to form a complete adult personality capable of nurturing offspring. Traditional child-rearing practices aim to produce reliable social components who can fulfill societal roles, explaining why changing deep moral convictions feels like changing your identity. Wilson's model revolutionizes our understanding through higher circuits representing humanity's evolutionary future. The fifth circuit, the holistic neurosomatic circuit, enables the resurrection of the body, facilitating healing, transcendent bliss, and heightened sensory awareness. The sixth circuit, neurogenetic consciousness, provides access to evolutionary memories and DNA-level wisdom accumulated over millions of years. Here, the distinction between mind and its contents dissolves, allowing direct experience of genetic memory and ancestral knowledge. The seventh and eighth circuits represent even more profound states, union with the divine and cosmic awareness transcending organic boundaries. Modern physics, particularly Bell's theorem, scientifically supports this perspective by showing no systems truly exist in isolation. These circuits aren't mystical fantasies, but latent capacities of your nervous system waiting to be activated. Through meditation or carefully managed psychedelic experiences, we can access these higher states and operate from more advanced circuits. The meta-programming circuit enables awareness of our conditioning and conscious reprogramming. Wilson explains, "The brain can be tuned like a TV to turn off any channel and bring in new ones." This circuit handles the programming of programming, the ability to step outside our imprints to create new reality tunnels. Understanding that your perceptions, beliefs, and sense of self emerge from neural programming lets you begin conscious evolution. You're no longer just the program, you become the programmer. Human development accelerates exponentially, from revolutions per 10,000 years in the old Stone Age to revolutions per decade now. The future exists first in imagination, then in will, then in reality. Like Prometheus stealing fire from the gods, humanity approaches stealing consciousness itself, rising from conditioned existence into a cosmic future limited only by imagination. The question isn't whether you're programmed, but who will write your program. Will you remain trapped in chance imprints or author your own reality?